Good morning. My name is Mark Hodge, head coach at Rockwell Trading. And today we're going to see what's moving the markets as we approach the open on Wednesday, August 25th. And of course, this stock market update is going to be in 15 minutes or less. So, gosh, let's just jump right to the charts. A couple of interesting days. Let me first take a look at the S&P. So, yesterday, quiet trading day after a pretty impressive start this week. Quiet trading day, and we could even look at a 5-minute chart here, and you see that there really wasn't a whole lot of action or movement. There was a bit of a dip in the last 30 minutes of trading as we went into the close, but the S&P still managed to finish with new record highs yesterday, clinging on to a record. The Nasdaq also managed to finish with a new record high as well. That's the 50th record close for the S&P this year, and it makes it the 29th record close for the Nasdaq in 2021. So another day, new record highs. And as we head into the open, futures have been a little bit mixed. Let's first take a look at the E-mini S&P here. And similar to yesterday, not a whole lot of movement. We did dip into negative territory. We were slightly lower just a few minutes ago, but now with about a half hour before the markets open, futures are flat, or you could say slightly higher. The E-mini S&P up just over a point, the mini Dow up 11 points, which is nothing for the Dow, and the Nasdaq up 5.5 points. So a pretty muted start for trading, looking at futures right now. And a lot of this has to do with all eyes being on Jackson Hole, Wyoming. We could take a look at the economic calendar here. I know that we mentioned it throughout the week, but we see that tomorrow, Red Flag Report, day one, Jackson Hole Symposium. So in Jackson Hole, you have the Economic Policy Symposium, which is attended by central bankers, finance ministers, academics, and financial market participants from around the world. The meetings are closed to the press, but officials usually talk with reporters throughout the day. Comments and speeches from central bankers and other influential officials can create significant market volatility. So that kicks off tomorrow, and that's really the next catalyst here with earnings winding down. And we also see that Fed Chair Powell is going to be speaking on Friday. So it's a 3-day event going through Saturday. But Fed Chair Powell on Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern is a biggie, although it kicks off tomorrow. So that's kind of the focus right now for traders, trying to figure out what's next and what news could potentially move the market. If the Fed's going to start talking about tapering or not, that's the big question. And we'll see. We'll see. Right now, it's a whole lot of hurry up and wait. Now, do you think we could hit 4825 in the S&P by the end of the year? That would be a pretty decent move higher. Well, Christopher Harvey, head of equity strategy at Wells Fargo Securities, thinks this is the case. According to Christopher, he says that over the last 31 years, there have been 9 instances where the S&P 500 had a price return of 10% plus in the first 8 months of the year. And then over the next 4 months, the index averaged another 8.4%. None of these instances produced a negative return during those last 4 months. So in a nutshell, what he's seen is that when the market has been pretty strong and the S&P for the year, we don't need to do that. S&P for the year, well, up over 10%. And when that happens, at least according to his data, the next 4 months, the last 4 months of the year, are also positive with an average return of 8.4%. So we'll see. We'll see. Can these markets march higher? Right now, path of least resistance is up. So we'll have to wait and see. But at least one person thinks that the S&P is going to hit 4825 by the end of the year. Now let's take a look at a few earnings, and let's first look at Dick's. So DKS, Dick's Sporting Goods. Dick's Sporting Goods, whoa, a bigger jump. This thing was up about 5%, and I saw it had dropped down to 2%. Now it's up about 14% pre-market. Dick's reported an earnings beat, and they reported an adjusted $5.08 earnings per share versus a $2.80 estimate. So pretty impressive earnings beat there. They also announced a special $5.50 dividend. So that's a huge dividend. And we see here that that means DICK'S is trading now at record highs. In addition to the special dividend, they did a 21% increase to its quarterly dividend as well. So anybody who wants a dividend-paying stock, it sounds like they are willing to pay. And that special dividend of $5.50 has traders excited, up 14% now pre-market. So some big movement for DICK'S Sporting Goods. Let's look at another earnings reporter. This is Express, and retail kind of trickling in at the end of the earnings season here. So Express up 3.3%. This was up about 6%, so it's pulled back a little bit after reporting an unexpected profit last quarter. Analysts expected a 30-cent loss, but the company actually managed a 2-cent gain per share. So slightly better, or actually a pretty significant increase from a 30-cent loss per share versus a 2-cent gain, and Express up a little bit pre-market, up over 3%. Urban Outfitters, another earnings reporter. Urban taking a bit of a hit pre-market, down over 4%. Now, they actually reported better earnings with $1.28 per share versus a 77-cent estimate. They also reported better than expected revenue, but they did report that they're still having some significant issues with supply chain problems. So that could be weighing on Urban Outfitters right now, even though they did have an earnings beat. JWN, another company reporting earnings, JWN Nordstrom's. Nordstrom down over 13%. They also reported an earnings beat. They reported an earnings per share of 49 cents versus a 27 cent estimate. They also reported better revenue and raised its full year outlook. But the big concern here is that the revenue from last quarter was still below pre-pandemic levels. So a lot of companies actually have had a post-pandemic surge, and they're now looking at earnings and levels that were beating pre-pandemic levels, and Nordstrom's just isn't quite there. So looks like Nordstrom's taken a 13% hit as we approach the open, still in this range that we've seen for Nordstrom's. Both Marcus and I, we've traded Nordstrom's a few times with this range holding up, and we'll see what happens when the trading session opens. But Nordstrom's pretty solid range here, although pre-market now puts it at that lower range. So let's look at Toll, another earnings reporter. Toll Brothers, TOL, the ticker. Toll Brothers is hammering out some pre-market gains, up over 2%. And they did report better than expected earnings as well. So the theme continues, better earnings all around. They reported $1.87 per share versus $1.55. Revenue in line with expectations, and low housing inventory and low mortgage rates continue to help this home builder. So up a little bit pre-market, up over 2%. Looks like we're going to be taking out recent highs and trading back at levels that traders last saw in June. So Toll, another earnings reporter, another earnings beat, up a little bit pre-market. Now, are meme stocks back? Out of the blue yesterday. Let's look at GameStop. GameStop, I mean, this thing after trading at 350, 325 in June, just a steady decline, no real traction for the longest time, moving sideways. And out of the blue, with no real catalyst, at least none that I saw, GameStop jumped 27.5% yesterday. Just a huge move. Down a little bit pre-market, so getting closer to 200, at 203, so down over 3% pre-market, but just a huge move, just really out of nowhere yesterday. Same thing happened with AMC. Let's look at AMC Entertainment. Same picture, same story, the big June push with the meme stock rally. Since then, not a whole lot going on. pulling back, starting to trade sideways out of the blue, 20% gain yesterday, and up just a little bit pre-market. It was up a little more when I first looked, up about 3%, but now it's just shy of 1% pre-market. So we'll see if the game or the meme stock frenzy continues, or if this is just a one-day surge, but some crazy moves just out of the blue. Airbnb doing a lot of movement yesterday, down just a little bit pre-market. So Airbnb announced that it will temporarily house up to 20,000 Afghan refugees, and they said that it will cover the costs of this housing through its nonprofit program, which has housed 75,000 people in need since 2012. Airbnb jumped 10% yesterday, so a big move there, down about 1% pre-market, but a big move there, big gesture, and Airbnb shareholders seem to like the idea and getting a lot of traction yesterday, even though we're down a little bit pre-market. Another mover. Let's look at Peloton. So Peloton jumping just shy of 7% yesterday. Now they say that their treadmill is going back on sale next week, and this comes after that recall that really just kind of put a damper on these pandemic gains here. Just, you know, when that treadmill was recalled because of multiple injuries and one death, the stock just really struggled and, you know, tried to get that traction, but moved sideways yesterday, up 6.7%. So we'll see if Peloton can make some, you know, ground here, get back up to those highs after the treadmill, or if at this point there are other competitors in this space that are potentially having an impact on their market share and their sales. We'll see. So no British milkshakes. I don't know if anybody heard this story, but in McDonald's has removed milkshakes from its British menus because of supply chain issues. So for some people, that could be some big news. I know some people like their McDonald's shakes. McDonald's really flat, not moving at all pre-market in spite of the shaky news. All right. Well, that's going to do it for today's stock market update. Again, futures just flat right now. The real focus is on Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and the central bankers getting together there, and Fed Chair Jerome Powell and his comments on Friday. So with these quiet moves, we could expect some, you know, more sideways, quiet markets until we get some news on Thursday and Friday. We'll see. But right now, futures point to a slightly higher start, and we'll see if we get some movement today or not. So that's going to do it for today's stock market update in 15 minutes or less. Have a great trading day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Happy trading, everybody.